Hallo und herzlich willkommen, liebe Metal-Freundinnen und Freunde. Ich begrüße euch recht herzlich hier bei Metal Minds, The Pit Unplugged, dem Podcast von Metal.de. Und heute haben wir die Lena von Infected Rain zu Gast und die moldawische Metalband hat es mit ihrem einzigartigen Mix aus Alternative Metal, New Metal und Atmospheric Metal eine treue Fangemeinde erarbeitet. Und wir haben natürlich hier eine wirklich tolle Band, die nicht nur eine Frontfrau hat, nämlich die Lena. Sie haben auch Alice Lane Pandini am Bass. Aber wir haben heute die Ehre, mit Lena Sisserhands ein Interview zu hören. Und warum ich das so schön finde, weil eben gerade Infected Rain eine ganz klare Botschaft für Empowerment setzen und auch für mentale Gesundheit. Also, was erwartet euch heute im Podcast? Den Podcast haben wir aufgenommen als Infected Rain am 15. Februar gemeinsam mit Elvaiti und Ad Infinitum im F-Haus in Jena gespielt haben. Und das war die vorletzte Show der großen Europa-Tour von Elvaiti, wo eben Infected Rain und Ad Infinitum Support-Bands waren. Und ja, wir unterhalten uns also über die aktuelle Tour und wir werfen aber auch einen Blick auf den Sound und auf den Stil von Infected Rain und wie sie eben ihre Musik weiterentwickelt haben. Außerdem werfen wir einen Blick auf das Thema Frauen im Metal und natürlich geht es um mentale Gesundheit. Ja, und wie das manchmal so ist, die Technik spielt nicht immer ganz so mit, wie man das möchte. Manchmal ist man vielleicht auch ein bisschen verpeilt, ihr kennt das vielleicht. Genau, und so ist die Antwort der ersten Frage etwas verloren gegangen. Das sind aber wirklich nur wenige Sekunden. Wir steigen also jetzt gleich ein in eine Antwort ohne eine Frage vorher. Und ich hatte Lena gefragt, wie es ist, mit Elvaiti und Ad Infinitum gemeinsam auf Tour zu sein. Und sie meinte, dass das großartig ist, ja, dass sie die Gemeinschaft genießt, dass sie jeden Abend vor einem anderen tollen Publikum spielen können und dass das wirklich alles passt und alles sehr schön ist. Und trotzdem betont sie jetzt, in dem, was wir gleich hören, den Erschöpfungslevel, den so eine Tour mitbringt. Denn wer vielleicht wie ich Infected Rain so ein bisschen auf den Social-Media-Kanälen folgt, der stellt fest, dass die eigentlich pausenlos auf Tour sind. Genau. Und damit steigen wir ein in den Podcast. Der Podcast ist heute auf Englisch und ich wünsche euch damit viel Spaß.
At the same time, I will be honest, I can feel the heavy burden of traveling on my body. And so we just, you know, we need some rest. We haven't been resting enough. We've been always on tour, always non-stop shows. So this tour has been fantastic so far, and we are hoping for an awesome audience tonight.
Yeah, I follow you a little bit, and it feels like you are non-stop on tour. And how you are create places for rest during this stressy touring.
You don't. You don't create because you are very conditioned by the backstage area, by, you know, how many people are awake at the time when you want to rest. It's just whatever the good situation, the proper situation is, where there's a little bit of quiet, you just lay down and hope to take a nap. But if that's not possible, you just try your best to help your body rest a little more. So like certain CBD oils, chamomile, stuff like that really helps having a little bit of a, stressless rest. Mm-hmm. Let's call it that way. And yeah, that helps a lot. Other than that, there's not much you can do.
Okay, and tomorrow is the last show of
yes.
this tour, and after this, you have time to rest, or what's next?
No. We have to fly to Mexico for a festival.
Oh.
Almost right away. Like, I want to say a week after. Yeah.
Wow. It's very cool that you can play in Mexico, but on the other side, it's
too close.
Yeah,
I know, but we decided to go for it anyways. So, yeah, we'll just do it.
Okay, I cross my fingers that
Thank
everything
you.
Will be good. Okay, and what have been highlights on this tour so far?
Well, the highlights is always the audience, of course. The audience is very important. Their mood And the atmosphere they create is just so important. And we've had great, great audience every day. Mm-hmm. So.
And is there something happened during this tour that was unexpected?
Yeah, I mean, I stepped wrong on stage and I hurt myself. Oh. Basically fell on the very first song in Madrid. It was a previous part of the tour before we joined Elevate. We were the headliners and first song, I go on stage and I wasn't feeling very good and the lights and the stage shape and size and I stepped wrong. I didn't jump or anything. I stepped wrong and my ankle still hurts. But it's stuff that happens, so but you know, it's not my first time falling on stage. It happens, but it's always like fuck. You know, yeah. Now they saw you fall. So if they're still there when you rise, it's the best audience.
But I think sometimes the audience are truly with you, and if you hurt on stage, then they also feel the pain.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody was asking me if I was okay after. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, shit happens.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are human beings. We are not robots, and we don't have buttons that you program us, and we are perfect on stage.
Yeah, and it's very important to keep in mind that nobody of us is perfect.
No, nope. And that's I definitely am not.
And that's the brilliance of us, that we are not perfect, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, when was your last time in the pit?
My last time in the pit? Well, unfortunately, a while back, I go to shows, but normally I stay back because I have a condition.
Yeah.
So I have to have access to the exit. It's very important. But I do love to go to shows, yes. Some events in my hometown. Yeah. I like to go to shows.
Okay. I really like your sound. Thank you very much for being here and that
we can see
you live.
Thank you.
It's not only the sound that you create, it's also the themes and topic you address with your music. And I like to ask you how you explore or develop your sound, because it's not easy for the bands. The most bands start because they want to sound like another band, and then they get stuck in it and don't go forward. But I think you developed a unique sound. And how?
Thank you. I think this is a question more for our musicians because they are the ones creating the melody for instruments. I add my vocal ideas after, and I absolutely love all the ideas they send over to me. I think what it is that we try our best to just make sure that we love our songs. Mm-hmm. It's our rule.
Yeah.
We need to make sure we love our music and our songs before we give it to people. So I think this is why we sound the way we sound. Because it's the style we like.
Yeah.
Yeah, to listen to. And we never ever had in mind to sound like a specific band. We just like certain sounds, we put them together and we just create songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like cooking with different ingredients,
yes,
and
yes,
we look
kind of
you know
like, let's say this is a very good example, but let's say you have a recipe and you're like, okay, you know 100% what happens if you mix these ingredients because you've already done it in the past, or maybe it's a recipe of your family, or maybe you found it online and you know the result, maybe you even tried it in person and you know what you're going for. But try and alternate that recipe and come out with something good, but not the same, you know? Because so much has been done already. So much is created every second, even right now, you know? So no one is trying to invent the bicycle. No one is trying to do that, you know, or invent a new gender, like in the metal industry, you know, or subgender of music, whatever you want to call it. I think that's why, because we're not trying to do that, we are just making sure that we love the songs the way they are.
Yeah. That's the best thing you can do.
I think so. I think so. It's been, yeah.
Many of your songs deal with very deep and personal topics, I think so. And how has your music changed through personal experience you made?
I don't know if I understand your question correctly, yeah. But I think that it is more like the time is passing and I am a different person today than I am a year ago or 2 years ago when I was recording that album, right? And like, for example, our latest album is 1 year old. And I know that if I am going to sit down to record right now, I will be the same musician with the same maybe aspirations and likes. But I am still a different person from a year ago. Yeah. Right? So maybe even if you give me the same song in another year, I will think about completely different ideas. Yeah. I think that it's just us changing through time. We are not the same person today and tomorrow.
That's very important because some people think that we are static, that we are not able to change or in another way, that we are not changeable. And but everything that comes to us or across our road makes something with us. Yeah. And it's very important to understand and keep in mind.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you.
I totally agree, totally agree.
Yeah, the deep and personal topics. And is there a particular story that you can tell us about a song you have in mind now? Is there a song that is very important for you, for example?
From my band?
Yeah.
Well, yes. For instance, yesterday we were performing Because I Let You, and it's a very emotional song. And often I just start crying on stage because of how much that song really means for me. But yesterday a girl surprised us. She printed these big hearts. It was Valentine's Day, and it's a love song, right? And she wrote, "You are loved," on the hearts. And on the other side, there was, in English and in German, instructions for at least 50 people from the crowd that she gave it away. When should they put it up for us? So it was such a massive thing that never happened before. Like, made me so emotional. I could barely finish the song. I got so emotional on stage, crying because of, I know how much that song means to her because she told me in the past. And the fact that she did that and involved so many strangers, really, right, to surprise us and give us just that moment, it's priceless.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, it's such a nice story. I feel how it touched your heart, and it's quite cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. We have the best fans, for sure.
Yeah, I think so. Which function have the music making for you as a person? Because you said it before, there are some emotional topics, some personal topics. What function have music making for
it's
you?
It's just easy. It's therapy. Yeah. And it is even just listening to music is therapeutic. But imagine creating music and putting so much of your personal, like, touch, life, preference, so much of you. It's just so healing. To me, it is. Maybe not for everybody's like that, but to me it is. Very. I need it.
yeah, because that's the thing we know it because we know what music means and what music can make. But sometimes if you maybe speak about AI, that AI can produce music, we totally forget the function of music, what this for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you told about the fan connection and you're right now on tour. And how important is the connections to the fans for you? Maybe there is, you told the very emotional impression from last day, but maybe you, after the show, you're on the merch table and you connect.
So yes, there are a few things that we try to do to be a little bit closer to our fans. For instance, we try our best to answer every single email and DM that is either connected to the work itself or to, you know, just polite email. Like, obviously, if it's just hello or something really, you know, disrespectful, then we don't answer. But we answer 99.9% of them ourselves. Mm. There's no other person that answers. It's very personal for us. Then, yes, all these years, 16 years now, I've been practicing going to the merch after a show when possible. Sometimes it's not possible. Some of the fans already take that for granted, which is sad in a way, but from another way, I understand. You know, if you know a certain routine of a band, you already expect certain things, which is good and bad. You know, if they expect, they're already there and they take a photo and they're super happy. But if they take it for granted, they often could be like kind of rude to you just because they take it for granted for you to find time after the show while you're still super sweaty, super tired. You just performed an entire hour on stage, sometimes even more. And you go there and they can be a little bit rude. Some, okay, but again, as I said, I still believe that we have fantastic fans, and 90% of the listeners of Infected Rain are super polite and very respectful people. But I think that the best answer to your question, to be honest, is during the show. To us, it is so important to see movement, to see smiley faces, maybe hear them sing, you know, like for every band out there. There are bands that, you know, they go automatically on stage and they just do their job and leave. And hey, it's a job, it's fine, you know, as long as you perform professionally and you are doing your job right. There are other bands that really care for each moment, you know, and we care for each moment very much. And sometimes it's a little too much because also if we see a crowd that is a little bit more passive, we think the problem is us.
Oh, no.
But it depends on the country. Some countries are a little bit more generically more introverted people, and some other countries people are more extroverted and they like to be louder and stuff. So we understand that with time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was last week, I was on a show and the audience was total lame.
Yeah.
And it's not the reason because the band doesn't perform. It was the audience. I don't know what happened, but it was hard.
You are staying till the end, right? You're going to see the performance?
Yeah.
Well, you will notice during the performance that I do encourage them often with different songs to do different things. And that really helps because when they feel involved, and especially if you ask politely, you know, some of them will start at least. And then slowly, it's like a crowd effect. Slowly, by the end of your performance, everybody is nice and warmed up.
Yeah, I will see it then later. And Okay, mental health is a bit more invisible, and it's totally hard to talk about mental health because we don't see it. But why it's important to talk openly about our mental health, for example, maybe to say, hey, I'm not okay, or yes, I experience a lot bad things, but that shaped me also, and I'm a perfect person for me.
I mean, In my experience, no one's perfect, and that is the biggest problem because people expect perfect. People expect the standards of expectations are just too high, and that is the problem. And I think that, of course, we have to normalize saying, I'm not okay today, I need more space today, or hey, today I might need extra time to get ready, or something like that, because we feel different every day. Maybe you ate something wrong yesterday, maybe you didn't sleep enough, or maybe it's that day of the month. We are between human beings and there's not much, like nothing should be a taboo when we talk about the human state of mind and physical state, of course. You can't have a good state of mind if you are not feeling good physically, right? And vice versa, if you're not feeling good in your like mentally, you're going through something, you feel pain everywhere, right? So I do want to invite everybody to normalize that, to talk about that more often, to write about that in your art, books, lyrics, poems. It should be more normal. Yeah. I agree with that. Definitely should be.
Yeah, and also to encourage the people to express what they feel. Will it be in a picture or in a text or something like this, but to express and
we
don't
try,
hold
we
back.
Try to support all of that. We try to support it through our songs, through our messages that we are delivering, even through music videos. Yeah, we try to bring attention towards nature, problems of our planet, violence, especially violence towards women around the planet. You know, we've done a whole music video about it. And also the same with mental health when it comes to love, because often people take it for granted and they see love only like with its beauty, but actually love is what brings a lot of pain too. So and yeah. I'm not just talking romantic love, I'm talking family love, friendship love, all kinds of love. We get the most hurt when the person that hurts us is loved by us, right?
Yeah, and this is it's also something that we can't see. It's invisible, and sometimes we talk about how we hurt it physically, and how we get hurt it mentally. It's often not a topic, and it's so hard because
it's not taken as serious for sure. Yeah, it's not, and it's sad.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah.
But we work with what we have.
Yes, but it's up to us to give our light to the next person and to encourage them to express it. And you do it, and I am so thankful for that you do it.
We try.
Okay, if you are not feeling well, what will help you?
What will help me?
Yeah.
Well, it depends what kind of unwell I am. Normally, I just need some alone time. I am pretty good at bringing myself up and putting my shit together and just, you know, take some precautions or vitamins or some food, water. Of course, it's more pleasant when somebody else can take care of you, of course, but it all depends on the situation. So, I mean, the best thing to do is to try and isolate myself a little bit from people. Hopefully, if there's a possibility to take a nice shower so you can wash away bad thoughts, bad energy. You know, it's a luxury that we sometimes take for granted on tour, because we have to take showers like super fast because it's a lot of us, you know, and yeah, things like that, you know. Try to surround yourself with calm.
Yeah.
That helps.
Okay. And I'd like to talk about one more topic, and it's a little bit a difficult topic, I think. It's the topic women in metal. And sometimes we speak about female-fronted bands, but in truth, there are more and more women, they pick up instruments. And maybe totally open, how do you feel as a woman in metal?
I don't know how to feel like a man in metal.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like me. I mean, to be honest with you, I think that to be like fully honest with you, I am not a big fan of this question. It's a very common question.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm not a big fan of this question, and I will explain, is because I think it's enough of differentiating. Yeah. If we are wearing pants or skirts, it's enough differentiating what gender we are, because we are all artists. We are talking about a job that is artistic. It comes from within and a lot of practice. Now, I don't think there's a big difference if a woman practices a lot and is good at her instrument, or a man does so, right? There are some jobs where there could be a very big difference in results if it's made by a man or a woman. There are difficult jobs out there that are not every single woman can do, and vice versa. There are jobs out there that not every single man can do, yeah. Right? So I think that, especially lately, emphasizing and bringing up so much that it's a miracle there's women in metal. There's been women in metal before too, yeah. Maybe not as much as right now for sure, but I think the reason why there's more and more is because people finally accept the rights of women more and more. Let's remember, like in the 40s, in the 30s, women had no rights at all. At all. So with time, women get more and more rights, and with things that we take for granted, and we didn't think we needed that, right? And listen, I grew up in a family with all girls. I was always curious to be surrounded by boys in my neighborhood, because I wanted to be aware of everything that they do, and I wanted to be as fast as them, you know, and as good as them at what they do. I never understood why there's supposed to be a difference. And I want to invite everybody to stop differentiating. This is art. Yeah. There should not matter. Yeah. It should not matter. And there are people that even call it a genre, like you mentioned, yeah. Female-fronted metal is a genre now?
No.
Come on. Yeah. It's quite ridiculous. So I really, really want to encourage every single child, teenager, adult, or an elderly of whatever nationality, whatever gender, and whatever ethnicity to do what they love, and if it's music you love, do it. Who cares?
Yeah.
Where you come from, what age you are, or what gender you are. What if some of the musicians in the band are transgender? Like, it's not enough of those. Are we going to create a whole different genre of metal because of that? Not necessary, right? Because we are just doing music. We are doing art. It's not necessary, in my opinion. And that's nothing against you. I understand why you asked me this question and other people. But honestly, I just think that's the problem. The problem is that we continue to point to this big theme. Yeah. Maybe we should stop.
Yeah. No, I like it totally what you said. Because sometimes I get confronted with this question, and then I have discussions about why we should book a band where a woman is in, and I said this is shit,
yes.
Because I need a musician on stage that is brilliant,
yes.
That the quality what they serve is
absolutely
important.
Absolutely, we care about hardworking, talented people. Doesn't matter. I've been told that I am not not young enough, don't look metal enough, too colorful, this, that, too skinny, too fat, too this. Oh my God. Yeah. Come on. It's about music.
Yeah.
You know, if you like the visuals, too great. If you don't, just don't come to the shows, I guess. Just listen at home. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, this is totally for your soul only, so... Let's just be more kind to each other.
Yeah, and then maybe it's also the thing that we need to talk about how we support talented people.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah? I do that all the time. Yeah. I have friends musicians that are women. I have friends musicians that are men, and I feel comfortable with both.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so where can we see you next live?
Oh. Tomorrow is our last show of the tour. We go back for less than a week. Then we have a festival in Mexico, which we are very excited for. We never played in Mexico before, so we are just ecstatic. Yeah. And after that, there's going to be summer festivals. And we are working on hopefully an American tour very, very soon, because we didn't go to America last year.
Yes,
A lot of fans are waiting. But for now, just look up for all the festivals in the summer.
Yeah, I read it last year that you have some troubles with the visa.
Visa, yeah.
So I cross my fingers it works the next summer. Okay, and for what are you grateful for in the here and now?
I am grateful for being able to do what I do. Very often my body tells me no, unfortunately. But I don't like to let it condition me and define me. So I'm very grateful that I can still do what I do, despite my physical condition, mental condition, economic condition even sometimes. I'm very grateful, yeah.
Okay, and my last question for today is, if you had one wish free, what would you wish for?
I would wish for people to be kinder, because it's very sad what's happening in the world. It's very sad to open social media and any platform. People are just forgetting to be kind to each other. In airports, in other countries, in families, even people are becoming very, survivalist, which is a good and bad, and I just, be kind to each other, to other people that are trying to make the difference in this world, even if you don't agree with their methods. Just don't sit there and, judge people that are doing something for a better future, for a better, for a better everything, Just be kind.
Okay.
I guess that would be my wish for everybody to, if people can become kinder for just 1 week, it would change everything.
Oh, yeah, I think.
Just
I
1 week so. Can change everything. I think so. I believe so.
I cross my fingers that someone will hear this and change his mind.
I hope so. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. Thank you so much
to be here. Thank you.
Ja, liebe Hörerinnen und liebe Hörer, damit ist der Metal.de-Podcast Metal Minds The Pit Unplugged auch schon zu Ende. Ich bedanke mich, dass ihr dabei wart. Ein riesiges Dankeschön an Infected Rain für das spannende Gespräch, denn kurz vor dem Interview wurde das Interview abgesagt und dann war ich da und dann haben wir doch noch einen Weg gefunden, uns zusammenzusetzen und zu unterhalten. Und ich danke Infected Rain, also der Lena und dem Vadim und der Alice und dem Eugen ganz sehr, dass sie da so flexibel waren und wir das noch geschafft haben, da zusammenzukommen. Ja, mittlerweile waren sie auch schon in Mexiko. Die Tour ist auch schon vorbei. Aber ihr habt gehört, im Sommer spielen sie auch auf einigen Festivals und sie kommen natürlich auch wieder, denn wie wir ja wissen, sind Infected Rain pausenlos auf Tour. Okay, dann, ich hoffe, die Folge hat euch gefallen. Wenn ihr den Podcast mögt, könnt ihr den natürlich auch abonnieren oder uns auf Insta, Facebook oder sonst wo, WhatsApp, haben wir auch einen Kanal auf metal.de für metal.de folgen. Und bis dahin, bleibt laut, bleibt stolz und wir hören uns.